Let's talk. Joe Biden responded. He, you know, obviously the president calls him Sleepy Joe. He calls him Slow Joe. He felt good about his performance last week. A lot of people gave him very high marks for his speech the other night. Here's what he said when he was asked about the names and the and, you know, the way that the president paints him. Watch this.
Watch me, Mr. President. Watch me. Look at us both. What we say, what we do, what we control, what we know, what kind of shape we're in.
They're in pretty good shape in the polls, Mercedes. And he says, just watch me. Watch what I do over the course of the next 71 days.
Well, what we've watched so far of Joe Biden has been one gaffe after the other. And we've also seen a candidate who barely leaves his basement. He doesn't give too much time to any of the media. Definitely no hard interviews, Martha. I'm still waiting for this interview between you and Joe Biden at some point.
So am I.
And that's simply not happening.
We're working on it, Mercedes.
That's simply not happening.
We are working on it.
And for President Trump, his goal has been to constantly communicate to the American people of his great accomplishments, even during this very difficult time of the global pandemic, making sure he's delivering that message of saying we are making progress to develop a vaccine. We're taking steps to ensure that we rebuild this economy and make sure we're helping the American people.
Before I let you go, he's being accused of rushing that vaccine before. You know, before it's ready. Some scientists came out and talked about that, and that he just wants to get it out before the election for his own political purpose. What do you say to that?
Look, that's simply outrageous. This president has understood from day one that we needed to work quickly. And that's why he put together this great group of health experts to work on Operation Warp Speed, focus on getting the therapeutics necessary, the testing capabilities that we need, and the resources out to the state and local governments. Of course, we want to see a vaccine developed. That's why we have these investments being made in our pharmaceutical companies, as well as these several clinical trials that they're going through right now.
Okay,
so I
Mercedes,
think we're seeing major progress on that end.
All right. Thanks, Mercedes. Thanks for coming in tonight.